Discover new riding trails this spring with resources from Utah State Parks. We're reviewing our maps next on Western Life Radio.
If you would like a little more from your range experience than standing and shooting holes in paper, come and train with us, TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Don't let your next family outing end in tragedy. Don't drink and ride. Driving an OHV under the influence of alcohol is no different than driving your car under the influence of alcohol. Law enforcement officers will be out checking riders and operators of OHVs. You could end up seeing jail time, loss of driver's license, the same stiff penalties that apply to operating a car. This message is from the Utah Division of Parks and Recreation. Ride responsibly.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Family trail rides are just a few clicks away. Chris Haller with Utah State Parks and Recreation gets us started on our next adventure.
We try to specifically earmark towards one-day rides. There's a lot of one-day rides in and around Amundsen Basin, which is outside of the Fillmore area. And then we also have a few day rides up and around our northeastern portion of the state, which I would like to kind of highlight, in which we opened up Steinecker State Park. So there's another family destination this year, Brian, for you and your family to say, hey, we can go camp at Steinecker. One day we can go fishing out on the lake. The next day we can end up taking our ATVs right out of the campground and riding in either in the Sand Pockets area or up to the Red Cloud Loop. And our website at OHV.utah.gov. We provide a lot of maps, a lot of different types of publications. Now, let's say you ride the Arapeen Trail System. Well, yeah, you can ride right at Palisades State Park, but a lot of that is geared towards the United States Forest Service. So you want to make sure that you hit the appropriate forest, which is the Manitoba South. You may end up riding the Strawberry Complex right here on the backside of the Wasatch Front. So you want to check with the Heber Camus, once again, the U.S. Forest Service. You may end up wanting to do some riding down at Yuba. Well, that's Utah State Parks and the Bureau of Land Management. You want to make sure you contact those appropriate land managing agencies as you start to plan your family trip, and you want to make sure that those trails are open.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.